Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Shelton Henderson, and what a game he had. And joining us now, University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas, as the Hurricanes win 75-66. And coach, congratulations on the win. I thought that was a gritty, gutsy win because he had some players injured before the game, injured during the game, had to use multiple. Everybody seemed to contribute for you.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely a team effort. Everybody who came in the game, like you said, contributed. And then whenever you can get four guys in double figures, it leads to having a good day. And I thought we battled. You know, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't great, but we battled. You know, 19 turnovers. To still win a game with 19 turnovers is amazing. So we just fought. We battled. We won the glass, which is most important.
The first 10 minutes were really choppy for both teams. And then just seemed like your team, the will and want to, and then you're able to steady the ship in that second 10 minutes of the first half and stretch the lead at halftime to 14.
Yeah, it wasn't. And with having low numbers, we got tired. Yeah. So we went to zone, and the zone was good for us. And it kind of changed up. It changed up the momentum of the game. It was a good curveball. It gave our guys a chance to kind of rest just enough. And it slowed the game down for us because we really had to slow this one down, especially in like you were saying, in that last 10 minutes. And then when they put in that second group, the second group brought a different life and energy. So we had to adjust again.
You stole my thunder. I had my zone right here written down. And I thought that was a key element, especially that second group had some sharpshooters, the kid from Kentucky, kid from Louisville, a couple of guys, a freshman from Texas that can make threes.
Yeah, you know, they can. And they end up making 11. I think that might be their second most on the year. I think they made 15 one game. They are very similar to us in the sense of they're not a high-volume three-point shooter team, but if they shoot the right ones, they would go in. And we just let them get too many of the right ones.
You did a really good job on Cameron Dean. He scored a bunch of points against Memphis, but he just couldn't find any daylight tonight.
Yeah, it was a big part of our game plan was trying to eliminate him because he's really good in the ball screen, and he kind of makes them go. He's kind of their engine. And once again, true Washington. Just from a defensive standpoint, I know he scored the ball and hit four threes. Four threes today. But his defense in the game was a big part of it too.
How important was Shelton's play and the way he got out? He got off to a great start, and his intensity was there. It seemed like all night long.
This is who he is.
Yeah.
This is who he is, and this is why I've known him since the seventh grade. This is who he's always been. But, you know, part of being a freshman, a true freshman in college, is you have to go through some experiences and things are going to happen. And he needed one of these games, and this was the one for him. And he turned the corner. So hopefully he can keep this momentum going, for the rest of the year. But he had not been himself the first couple of games, and I've been meeting with him and talking to him, just tell him, take a deep breath. Just basketball. You know what I mean? It's just basketball. So I thought he played really calm and collected today.
Well, he stuffed the stat sheet, that's for sure.
Yeah, he did.
I think maybe you talked with Malik about he was going to see double teams. They were going to swarm him. And, man, did they swarm him. Maybe frustrating the first half, but in the second half, he made some big buckets, and they made a hell of a pass out of a double or triple team to True for a three-pointer.
Yeah, he has to, because he's going to get that every night now. You know, whenever you're averaging almost 20 points, I think he's averaging 20, he's going to get crowds. And I thought initially he didn't do a great job with the double team and just making the easy reads. Like, every pass isn't to score or shoot. He needed to make the reads. And he ends up with 6 turnovers. A lot of them were self-inflicted because he just didn't make the easy pass. But then he had some big ones like you're talking about.
What does it say about your team? You got the 19-point lead. You knew they were going to make a run. This building a lot louder than I thought. And Place got into it. They're shuffling players in and out. He's playing 5 in, 5 out like a hockey team.
Yep.
So he's trying to assert a lot of, I think, mental pressure on your team. But they just seem like your team was very mentally tough tonight.
They were. We've been, like I said, we grew up. We've been taking steps. I thought we grew up from Florida game to the BYU. Grew up from BYU to Georgetown, and now Georgetown to this one. Hopefully we'll just continue to keep growing. And they've done a good job of that. And, you know, Chris Beard is one of the best coaches in basketball, college basketball. But, you know, we're all similar in the sense of we're all still trying to figure out our team and figure out who we are and who we're going to be. That's part of what the portal is and part of having so many new guys this year. And you can tell they're just trying to figure out what is going to be their calling card. And so are we. But we're just taking steps every day to get there.
How important was your three-point shooting? So you made 11.
It was huge. And the way they played benefited us and us being able to make threes. Those are the threes I always talk about, the high quality, where we penetrate, they collapse, they put a lot of people on the ball, we kick it out, we make one more, and we make those threes. We're a good shooting three team when we shoot the right ones. And we shot a lot of the right ones today, and that's why we were able to make a few.
Last thing for you, kind of a two-part question. Road win, how important is that for you? And also, it's a road win in the ACC-SEC Challenge. It's a road win inside an SEC building.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. You know, this game will carry, and this game will travel, and hopefully it'll continue to grow and help our resume. Anytime you can – winning games in general are hard, but winning on the road is especially hard. And so being able to win on the road, I don't know what the score of the challenge is right now, but we did our part in helping the ACC, and hopefully this just shows how much the league is growing and how much better it is this year.
Georgia beat Florida State 107-73. Okay. Mm. All right. Well, listen, I know how important the road win is because I've sat through the last 16 road losses.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for the road win.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, I appreciate it, Josie. Yeah, I appreciate it. They're always good. They always are good.
Plus, I think your net was like 38 other day, somewhere in the 30s. So I know it's early for that stuff, but maybe it's not too early to start talking about this stuff. You're
not
one of the few teams in the ACC in the top 50 in the net.
Yeah, and everything matters. So, like, even this game, you want to win by as much as possible. So that's why the turnovers and how you finish the game is so important, too, for the net and everything. So if we only end up winning by 9, but if you win this game by 13 or 15, it's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So every possession matters, and we just got to continue to execute and finish games the right way.
Okay, you're back home on Saturday, so hopefully a nice crowd comes out to see the team. This is a hard-fought, good win against what's going to turn out to be a good team.
Yeah, it was, and we'll keep chipping away, and we'll get the Wasco pack. We'll get there.
All right, Coach, thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right, University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.